the Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us anytime at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the other thing that's got me bummed out just a little bit. Coronavirus. Yeah. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, she's got the Rona. I also saw, and this should not shock any amongst us, but Mr. T. You remember Mr. T, Clubber Lang.
Oh,
he was in the Rocky III movie, too. He had the
A-Team, man. Don't forget the A-Team. A-Team,
oh, yeah. B.A. Baracus, I think, was his character's name there.
But I pity the fool.
Yeah, I pity the fool. Well, Mr. T went out and got boosted. Apparently, he's over 50. He's eligible for a second booster. And he put something of the sort out there on these social medias. And who would come out and mock the man except Ted Cruz? You know, because they're still fighting these fights. Quick article here from the Daily News. It's very brief, and then we'll get to the phones. Chris from Poinet, be patient for a minute longer. 844-967-2789. Be like Chris. Daily News writes, there's only one Mr. T, Texas Senator and movie buff. Is that what he is, a movie buff? Fancy Brian's a movie buff. Ted Cruz is a ass. Beep. Texas Senator and movie buff. Ted Cruz took a shot at 80s actor Mr. T after the 69-year-old Chicago native tweeted that he was still taking precautions against COVID-19. How dare he? I just received my second Moderna booster vaccine, and I feel good. I can't do a Mr. T. Has anyone got a Mr. T? Better than that? It's got to be better than that.
I can while I'm laughing.
Mr. T went on to say, I'll just do a normal non-Mr. T voice. I'm still going to wear my mask and keep my distance because the virus ain't over. Fool. Grr.
But I pity the fool.
Tweeted out, grr. And while some of Mr. T's Twitter followers praise the fit and trim antagonist in the 1982 film Rocky III, who also starred in the 1980s TV show The A-Team, we already noted that, Cruz painted him as a Hollywood elitist. You know, if there's anyone I think is a coastal elite, it's Mr. T.
Dude, he was a door guy. He was a bouncer.
He was a bouncer, man.
He's a guy. He's just a dude.
Just a guy who made it big. Good for him, man.
Didn't Ted Cruz go to Harvard? But let me read. Bizarre, Cruz tweeted. 535 members of Congress can't attend the State of the Union without wearing masks, but it's still not good enough for Hollywood. Hollywood, Mr. T.
Apparently. Yeah, T's so Hollywood, man.
Dude, I think he was on like some commercial during the Super Bowl, and that's kind of like the last thing he's done. He was a voice actor in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, you're not talking about Ted Cruz?
No,
because that'd be an improvement over what he does down in Texas. But Mr. T, wasn't he also in like a general ad? You know, the car insurance, the SR-22 filing people.
Yeah, he's on the level with Shaq.
Media whore. You know, it's funny. Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley said of Shaq that Shaq would basically sell anything. He said, I'm waiting for Shaq to start marketing women's tampons. And so anyways,
I am not a role model.
This funny piece of footage Stephen Colbert brought to air when Shaq attended and was on the show, sitting right next to Colbert. And so anyways, he plays Charles Barkley saying, yeah, Shaq could sell anything. He's a whore. He'd be selling tampons. And Shaq grabbed the cue card and goes, do you want to be fresh?
Man, do you want to be fresh? Try the Shaq tampon.
We know a little something about whoring ourselves out around here. Go see all our fine sponsors.
Don't use it while you're using the icy hot sleeve.
Cruz, 51, is known to invoke movie quotes while campaigning. He also has been a history of taking issue with showbiz characters with regard to COVID-19 vaccinations. You'll recall, Fancy Brian, after Sesame Street character Big Bird promoted vaccines for kids in November, Cruz attacked the fictional yellow bird for spreading government propaganda.
Wow. Cruz. I mean, do we have to talk about Ted Cruz? And he's only 51? I mean, the guy looks like he's way older than that. He's your age, Crudy.
A snuffleupagus?
Twitter users pitied Cruz as a fool who preaches the value of personal freedoms, but then questioned a choice Mr. T made with regard to his personal well-being. It also was pointed out that the muscular actor appears to be in much healthier figure than Cruz. Cruz was also mocked for seemingly believing Mr. T was representative of the Hollywood culture. The former Minnesota congressman and Saturday Night Live writer Al Franken, who's going to be on this show Monday. Al Franken coming on this show is quoted here, shares a May 21st birthday with Mr. T, who is one of 1 year his junior. He has famously said, "I like Ted Cruz probably more than my colleagues like Ted Cruz, and I hate Ted Cruz." Chris, you've been patient. Join us. What do you got?
Hey, guys. I listened to an audio book last night called Mind Effed, and it talks about the algorithms and how they came together to during the election cycle to pinpoint individual voters down to a granular level.
Yeah.
And who they might vote for. And were fed propaganda to sway their vote. Just look up Cambridge Analytic.
Chris, you make an excellent point. And you know where the Cambridge Analytic people came from? Originally, a lot of the staffers came from the Scott Walker for President campaign. They were Scott Walker's digital people. They moved into a new role.
Was that the Mercers? Who was that?
Yes. Rebecca Mercer and her father funded a lot of that activity. And let's not forget, specific neighborhoods, I think Sherman Park in Milwaukee, were targeted. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Don't be a target. Be a caller. 844-967-2789. I did mean you, CJ.
No, note that Senator Cruz went 2 minutes over, so.
What's your prediction?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
Ted Cruz, go f*** yourself.